I'm out here on Monday at Beaver Dam High School's athletic fields. The football team working hard here this offseason. Head coach Brock Lindy. Coach, just was out here. Nice hot day. It looks like your team's been working hard.
Yeah, we got a nice couple days last week. It was a little cool in the morning, and we try to beat the heat. But today was kind of a scorcher with no reprieve from the sun. Kids are just working their tails off, though, and we're really excited about a new batch of kids to open up the 2022 season and to show the fruits of their labor in the offseason.
So if somebody's not familiar, talk about the contact days you can have with your team here before we get ready to go that first week of August.
Yeah, the WIAA gives us 5 contact days in the offseason. So we've chosen to space them out over 2 weeks in case we have people gone on vacations or other athletic activities going on. So did 2 days last week, and then we'll do 2 days this week just by ourselves, and then going over to West Bend to do kind of a joint practice with West Bend East on Thursday.
How about the non-contact days? I know kids are, multi-sport athletes now, but you happy with the work that you've been seeing from your team coming off a pretty successful, a year last year where you took a step?
Yeah, I think our kids understand the work that needs to happen in the weight room in order to have success on the field. I think for a lot of years we're lacking in our strength and our speed and our explosion, and it kind of shows on the field. And I think last year, for the people that watched and watched closely, they could see that we're making good positive steps towards competing with some of those upper level teams. And our kids have bought in, and they love the weight room. They bring the energy every single day, and we're really proud of all the work they put in.
How big was it, though? You can preach, you get in the weight room, you're going to have success, you do this in the off season, but to actually have that transfer into success on the football field last year to really make kids who are buying in even more.
Yeah, I think it always takes a tangible result, and making the playoffs was a big step forward for our program. It doesn't happen every year, and certainly that's our goal. That's going to be our program expectation moving forward, is that every year Beaver Dam football's in the playoffs, and hopefully this year we can make it back, and then the goal is something lower than an 8 seed. Get into a hosting a level 1 playoff game would be another step forward for our program, and again I think those tangible results, whether it's an individual kid having success on the field or whether it's the team's success, those go a long way in motivating kids to do a lot of the tough grinding type of work.
You mentioned last year you were an 8 seed, but you were real close to being a home game. Maybe it's one or two things here and there during the season that maybe makes the difference between the 8 and the 4, and maybe that's something that the kids recognize as well.
Yeah, competitive and a lot of the games, obviously Wanakee and DeForest got away from us, but shootout against Watertown, tough loss against Parker on homecoming, and Menasha, even I thought we played tough with them week one. So every game is I think getting the parity is getting a little bit closer with us and other programs, so then it's a couple plays here and there that are gonna separate a win from a loss. And we took strides from our spring season during COVID, where we lost a lot of close games, won a couple more of those close games last season, and this year hope to come out on top of even more of those close games.
What do you look for on the field? What types of things do you want to accomplish in these contact days when you get your time with the kids?
Yeah, the number one most important thing we stress is just having fun. Football's a really tough sport. It demands a lot of the kids physically and mentally. We want to continue to grow our numbers and to grow our program, and so we want our kids out here having fun. Obviously, we want to install some base offensive and defensive things. We want to get a look at some people in some positions, but we're not making a depth chart yet. We just want to get the kids out and working with each other and having fun, and building their camaraderie and their team chemistry, and seeing what leaders emerge, from our crew as well. Obviously, we graduate a really good group of seniors, but that just gives a fresh batch of kids opportunities to step up and be vocal. And it's been fun to see kind of the new dynamic of the team this year. Again, when you lose so many quality kids that we lost, not just good athletes, but good kids, we've got opportunities for new kids to step up and create their own vision and their own legacy.
Coach, you mentioned you're going to West Bend later this week. Just talk about what you're looking for over there.
Yeah, just a chance to get out of Beaver Dam and to compete against somebody else. I know our kids love each other, and sometimes it's tough to compete against the same kids every day and to look at the same people every single day. So it's why we scrimmage, after the first couple weeks of camp in August. And we just thought, since we scrimmage West Bend East already, it makes sense to get together in July and get a feel for maybe a little bit of rivalry ahead of that scrimmage. Sometimes you walk into a scrimmage and you don't feel the same type of intensity as you would on a normal Friday night game. So maybe try to create some rivals across from us on Thursday this week, and and then just a chance to get out and compete and run some of our base stuff and see what they're doing so we can get a game plan together for our scrimmage looks too.
Coach, looking ahead to August, numbers-wise, where does your program look like?
Yeah, program should be about 100, which is kind of our goal annually. That always ebbs and flows a little bit here and there, but around 100 for the program would sustain us and give us the depth that we need for all three levels. And quality over quantity always. We want our kids to be committed. We want them to follow the vision and the expectations of the program. The 100 that we have now are all doing that, which is, better than having 100, but 50 of them not being in the weight room.
Coach, also coming up, obviously, camp starting in August, but you also have a fundraiser, your Flattail Golf Outing, coming up here in August. Do you want to give a plug for that here quick?
Yeah, I'll give two plugs. Yes. So August 1st will be the first day of our annual coupon books. I'm already getting a lot of calls and emails about those. Kids are starting to pre-sell some stuff on social media, it looks like. So August 1st will be the new day or the first day of the new coupon books. And then Sunday, August 7th, will be our 19th annual Flattail Golf Outing out at Old Hickory this year. So looking forward to helping the community out, looking forward to the community to help us out, and just continue to be a program, of and for the community.
If somebody would like to get involved in the golf outing, again, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can reach out to me. They can find my contact information online, or Coach Tim White, or any of the other Flattail, committee members, Jason Mitchell, Steve Kinsey, Mark Furtick, Kurt Grunewald, TJ Sether. I'm probably missing somebody in there. I apologize for that. But, just reach out to us and we'll get you the information you need and you can come join us for a good day of golf and a lot of talk about the upcoming football season.
Coach Brock Lindy, I appreciate the time. I look forward to watching the Golden Beavers hit the practice field in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Wade. Go Beavers.